Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. Today is day 1503 of our trek, and our focus on Friday is future technologies and societal advances, so we call it Futuristic Fridays. My personality is one that I've always been very future-oriented. Since my childhood, I have yearned for the exploration and discovery of new technologies and advancements for the future. I grew up on the original Star Trek series, and even today, as I am on my 65th revolution around this sun, I still dream of traveling into space. Each week, we will explore rapidly converging technologies and advancements that will radically change our lives. At times, these topics may sound like something out of a science fiction novel, but each area that we will explore is already well on its way on becoming a reality over the next couple of decades. To keep with our theme of Ask Gramps, I will put our weekly topics in the form of a question to get us on track. This week's question is, hey Gramps, how can I create and maintain a mindset that is future-oriented while staying focused on what is essential for today? So today's topic will be crafting a futuristic mindset. Last week, we focused on turning sick care into well care. This week, we'll look on what it takes to be future-oriented in your thinking while maintaining a focus on what is essential for today. I'm using some of the information found in Peter Diamandis' blog and his book, The Future is Faster Than You Think. While business and material success is not the most determining factor of overall success, it is an indicator of a focused life. So let me ask you this question. What made Steve Jobs, Jeff Bezos, and Elon Musk succeed? Was it their technology or their mindset? Personally, I think mindset is an entrepreneur's most critical asset, yet few of us even take time to craft it, to purposely select and sharpen our mindset that we desire. Your mindset is the filter which you see the world, or it could be called your worldview. It determines how you invest your time, what decisions you make, and where you invest your resources. I have been asked whether I've always had an abundance mindset and an exponential mindset over the years, and the answer is yes and no. They are both mindsets that are part of my personality, but I have crafted and honed my mindset progressively over the past 40 plus years. How do you craft and reinforce a mindset? And what mindsets are most exciting for me? These are the questions that we'll explore today, so let's dive in. First, we want to look at how mindsets work. Before choosing a mindset to focus on, it helps us to understand how mindsets work. Here is an analogy. If you've been following artificial intelligence developments, you know that you can train neural nets to do image recognition. The challenge with these neural nets is that they are only as good as the data that you feed them. For example, if you show neural nets thousands of pictures of cats and then show them a picture of a dog, the algorithm will tell you that the dog is actually a cat. It doesn't know any better. The same is true for our brains, or our minds, which are also a type of a neural net. If you continuously feed your mind with negative perspectives, your outlook will become negative. You won't know any better. So my question to you is, how are you training your neural net? Most of us don't realize that every moment of every day that we're training our neural nets or our minds. It operates in the background. For example, when you train your mind constantly through the social media echo chambers or your daily news intake of CNN, which is referred to as Crisis News Network, or even Fox or any of the mainstream media outlets, and most of what we observe on these channels is not worth watching. Taking an active approach to understanding and crafting our mindsets is crucial for me. I've made it a fundamental underpinning of my daily life. So what shapes your mindset? What are the things that have trapped you into thinking the way that you do? What would you need to change? That comes with crafting your mindset. The two key inputs of our mindset are the people that we spend time with and the media that we consume. Your life is significantly impacted by those who you go through life with. There's an old saying in business that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. If you want to be physically fit, you hang out with friends who exercise. If you want to think big and aspire to change the world, hang out with people who have a big vision and a massively transformative purpose. As it is said with computers, garbage in, garbage out. Just as you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, the same is valid for your ideas. The news and media that we consume are data that we allow to flow into our brains, that is to say, into our neural nets. What is your news diet? What kind of movies or documentaries are you watching? What books, blogs, or podcasts are you consuming? Does your daily media intake consist of time studying God's Word? Do these inputs reinforce the mindset that you want? Or do they reinforce mindsets that you are trying to avoid? As an independent thinker and an entrepreneur, answering these questions is a critical part of your journey to succeed during this exponential change era. The next step in our journey is choosing the mindsets that work best for you. So how do we select our mindsets? Well, there are many mindsets to choose from. Today, we're going to look at six specific future-oriented mindsets that I find most powerful and essential to hone during an era of exponential growth. The first one is abundance mindset. And this is, you have clarity, evidence, and conviction that technology is dematerializing, demonetizing, and democratizing products and services, creating increased abundance on a global scale for everyone. The second is an exponential mindset. You understand that computation and derivative technologies such as artificial intelligence, virtual reality, 3D printing, among many others, are growing exponentially. If you double these technologies 30 times, that's a billion-fold improvement that our human mind finds difficult to even grasp. The third is a longevity mindset. You are focused on maximizing your health span, tracking biotech breakthroughs able to add 20 to 30 healthy years to your life, making the 100-year-old the new 60. You seek key insights and early access to this information. The fourth is a moonshot mindset. You understand that most people are focused on incremental growth, if any growth at all. But you seek a 10x moonshot growth. You desire tools and techniques that enable you to select and implement your moonshots. The fifth one is purpose and passion-driven mindset. You seek to find, refine, and update your massively transformative purpose, which allows you to live a passion-driven life. You seek tools and community to amplify and support your massively transformative purpose. And the last one that we'll look at today is a gratitude mindset. You recognize how provincially blessed you are, personally and professionally, and you take time to acknowledge your blessings to God and others. With this in mind, you have created routines in your daily life that allow you to reflect on this. As a result of your gratitude, you share your abundance with those in your life in a way that brings joy to you and uplifts those around you. What mindsets do you choose? Can you imagine the benefits of having an exponential and abundant mindset? Would it help to flip the way that you see things? Instead of seeing a problem, can you see an opportunity? Remember that the world's biggest challenges are also the world's most significant opportunities. As Christ followers, we must live in a manner that reflects a rich and satisfying life. We must minimize the harmful intake and maximize that which is good. We must control our minds so that we're both future-oriented while staying focused on the positive impact that we have on others today. Here are a couple verses that will help you with your mindset. The first is Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And the second verse is 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. So prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all of your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. And that's a wrap for our question for today. Join us again next Futuristic Friday as we look at another exciting exponential technology area on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,502 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcaster and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life, Together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you on Monday.